This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After nearly 12 days of intense airstrikes, Israel and Iran have reportedly agreed to a ceasefire, President Trump making that announcement in a social media post. The de-escalation coming after the U.S. carried out unprecedented missile strikes inside Iran, targeting three nuclear facilities, and Iran responding today, launching missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar. Those missiles were intercepted, the U.S. says, and there were no casualties. ABC's Christian Cordero has more on the terms of the ceasefire expected to begin in less than 6 hours.
President Trump announcing that Iran will initiate the first 12-hour ceasefire. Israel will follow with the second 12-hour ceasefire. And after that initial 24 hours, the war will officially be declared ended, in the president's words.
President Trump, in a post, went on to praise both Israel and Iran. He says for having the stamina, courage, and intelligence to end what should be called the 12-day war. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. There's a slight risk of severe weather this afternoon across western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got a cold front that is sweeping across the state, which is also the reason why thunderstorms are going to become more numerous and widespread by tonight. And it looks to line up, packing the risk of high winds up to around 70 miles per hour that could cause some scattered damage. It'll also cool our temperatures down as it stalls over the state, bringing heavy rainfall that could cause potential flooding. And that could start later this week. Widespread 1 inch of rain is expected, and a good 3 to 5 inches is possible in places. So stay dry this week and don't forget the umbrella. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There's chances of rain and thunderstorms each day the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Today in city government, the Board of Public Works will get an update on the city brewery's work to stop odors from coming from its treatment plant. Tomorrow, the city's budget committee meets to work on next year's operating budget. Later this week, the Economic and Community Development Commission will have action items on projects at Gateway Commons and the Chalmers development. Most committees still have to meet between now and July 10th, the next full Common Council meeting. The Wisconsin DPI is making sure children are fed even while school is out for the summer. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Funding for the free lunches comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the Brewers open a home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee now just 3.5 games out of first place after sweeping the Twins over the weekend. 9-8 yesterday at Target Field. The Brewers had a 9-3 lead thanks to Rhys Hoskins with a double, a home run, and 2 runs batted in. But closer Trevor McGill had to come in the 8th to hold off Minnesota. Pat Murphy says catcher William Contreras also doing a great job setting up batters, and praised McGill getting his 17th save of the season already.
The kid's been pretty consistent. He knows who he is. And again, William Contreras was great back there.
NBA Finals, Oklahoma City pulled ahead to win the title in Game 7, 103-91. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle on losing his star player from Oshkosh, Tyrese Halliburton, to a torn Achilles tendon in the first quarter.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped.
That's Rick Carlisle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few evening storms, then partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. More storms possible late Tuesday night into Wednesday. Highs again in the upper 70s. More rain is ahead as we look on into Thursday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll have on Alex Modorsky of the Nature Conservancy talking about the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Project and conservation around the state. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba, coming to you live from our state's capital, Madison, Wisconsin, tonight. Always fun to be in Madison doing Nightlight. Madison needs to be lit up just like any other city in our amazing, wonderful state. So great to be here, and thank you. A shout-out to everybody helping out here today, mostly Aaron Zommers, just in the studio here today, too. How you doing, buddy? He's checking mics.
I'm doing well.
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, this one pair of headphones is not working right.
Something's going on. But I know you're the man, and you're on it. So a shout-out to Aaron Zommers. And we have got – this is exciting, too, because I've worked with several producers here at Civic Media in my short time here, all of them more than capable. As you folks know, the K-Man is our normal producer, Conrad Krieger. But tonight – filling in is someone I've never worked with before and who doesn't like me personally. So this will be really interesting. I'm kidding. Dom, tell us about Dom. What's your last name?
Last name Lee. L-E-E.
Dom Lee. Dominic Lee, actually. Do you go by Dom or Dominic?
I go by Dom. My parents call me Dom, so I kind of stick with the whole Dom spiel. Okay. I like that. I like that. But yeah, you want to know a little bit about me?
I want to know everything about you, dude. And okay. We've got 2 hours and we've got 4 hours of material that we have to cram into there. So, yeah. How are you? It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, too. Yeah, so a little bit about me. I just graduated college. Just graduated college from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah.
Go Titans. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, I graduated with a radio, TV, film major. And now I'm here at Civic Media. I love soccer. I love animals, specifically cats. And I like wearing stuff that's way too warm for me at, you know, how warm it is outside. I'm wearing a whole sweater.
Do you not get out much? You got a sweater on.
Sometimes I wear a beanie. So, you know, you're lucky I'm not wearing a beanie right now. I'm lucky. So.
Well, that's great. I think so you just started here at Civic Media. That's very exciting.
I just started, yeah, just a few weeks ago.
Did you think you'd have this cool of a job this fast out of college?
I didn't. I am very lucky. I am very fortunate. Thank you.
I had nothing to do with it, but I'm glad they found you. My wife went to UW Oshkosh, and I was we met at the end of college, so I road tripped up there a couple times when I was a senior. We hit bars called like Buffalo Breath.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still there?
I think that is. Yeah.
God,
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And then there's a few. There's Kelly's, which is kind of run down, bar, but
sure.
There's quite a lot there. It's fun. It's fun for a smaller school.
Are you a fine, upstanding young citizen? Like, you would never go out and have too many drinks.
No, not. I don't think I've ever done that ever in my lifetime. Okay. Ever. So.
Well, good. because there's a lot of temptation along State Street here. So I, yeah, well, it's good to be working with you. Thank you for filling in.
No
on behalf of Conrad, I thank you. And we'll have a lot of fun tonight and tomorrow night, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. I'm here tomorrow, too.
You'll be an old pro by then.
Absolutely.
Are John and Gordy nice to you in the morning?
Oh, no.
No,
they're very, very rude to me, especially John. Something about John, always keep your eye on him.
Salty.
Always.
Salty.
Salty
guy.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I am a bridge builder here at Civic Media. Now you just said something about them. They've kind of said a few things to me about you, but I'm here to patch things up, and I'm kidding. They love you. We love you, buddy. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Pete.
Got a fun show tonight, folks. We've got three guests, and I'm excited to have all of them on the show as usual. We've got a nice mix tonight. Joining me at 6:35 will be Kat Rhapsody. She is the lead singer and guitarist for Kat and the Hurricane. Kat will be here at 6:35. They're just a phenomenal band. I've heard them briefly on Bar Band Friday night. I think Terry brought some of their stuff like about a year ago. And I absolutely fell in love with this band. They are so fun. They have such a great sound. And we're gonna talk with Kat at 6:35. And we're going to play a couple of their tunes, too. So a great band. They'll be performing all over the state, especially during Pride Month. They are a queer folk indie. I don't know if I got folk right, but indie rock. They have a great sound. So you're not going to want to miss that interview. That is at 6:35. At 7:05, James Rundy, local filmmaker, Madison filmmaker, James Rundy joins the show. He's got a new project he's going to talk about for a few minutes, but he's coming to us from northern Wisconsin. I usually have James in the studio here when I'm in Madison, but he also has a gig with PBS, and he's a very talented filmmaker and also a very talented singer-songwriter. So we'll talk to James for a quick hit. We'll do at 7:05 and touch base with James. And then at 7:20, Daryl Burnett will be here. And Daryl's great. This is fun. I talked to this guy on the phone the other day. He has he works. All right, this is weird, and I'm going to have him explain this when he comes into the studio, because he works for the Green Bay. He's the curator at the Green Bay Automobile Gallery up in Green Bay, but he lives in Madison the other half of the week. So it just so happened that a typically local guest in Green Bay is going to be our local guest here tonight in the studio. They have movie cars. They have great displays. It's going to be a blast talking to Daryl, and he's a big movie fan, too. So there's your show. Great guests. As usual, here at Nightlight, and great to have you as well. I want to give a shout-out to Matt Rothschild. Dom, I said Rothschild. I did put a plural at the end because Aaron told me it's not Rothschild, it's Rothschild.
Well, I think I messed that up a few times, too.
Matt's so laid back. I don't think he cares that much. My last name is Schwaba. People have been torturing it my whole life, so I feel like a connection with Matt there. But I know he's driving home. He said he was going to be listening. And now when I see him tomorrow, I'm going to make sure he was listening.
You have a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. Actually, it's no pressure. But Matt's a good guy. So anyway, great show tonight. Great to have you. We're going to get right to our question of the night, I think. Were we able to locate that intro music?
I might be not right
no
now.
No pressure, Dom. Yep. Listen, we'll get through this.
We'll get through it. Let me take a look.
All right, take a look. I'll talk about something else. I was driving down to Madison yesterday. I left Marinette, and I mean, it was like in my car it said 96 degrees, and this is in northern Wisconsin, northeast Wisconsin. All of a sudden, all these cars pull over quickly, like hit the brakes. I was like, oh God, no, there's an accident. What is going on? And everyone's pulling over to the shoulder. I don't see police lights or anything like that. And as I get closer, I realize the road buckled. It looked like someone took a jackhammer and just went straight across Highway 41 in the southbound lanes. It was horrible. And a lot of cars, I think, sustained damage because they didn't see it coming. I got so lucky. They pulled over. I slowed down. I went around it in the shoulder and was able just to keep going. But I bet there were 10 or 12 cars that probably sustained serious damage because of the road buckling from the heat. And I saw three or four instances of that all the way down to Madison yesterday. Not as bad as that, though. So I hope they got that figured out. The police were just arriving on the scene, and it didn't look like anybody was seriously hurt, but I would imagine there was serious car damage. So that was unfortunate. So whatever you're doing, folks, and I immediately called everybody in my family. I'm like, if you're driving on the highway, this is a serious thing. I never had encountered anything like that. I know it happens, but it was not on my radar as something I should be looking out for as the good citizen and defensive driver that I am. So be careful if you're on the roadways today. I think the heat, most of the heat is behind us, but just a precaution. And Dom, any luck?
No luck.
We don't have to do. You know what? It's not a big deal. We're going to do the question either way. We don't need the fancy schmancy intro music. We'll just get right to tonight's question. And I hope you guys have fun with this because, Dom, I'm just telling you, our listeners love food questions.
Okay.
I don't get what it is. We talk movies a lot, TV, all kinds of stuff. But when we have a good food question, people go nuts. It's really fun.
Let's hear.
So tonight's question is, in honor of National Onion Rings Day, what's your favorite side order?
National. Wow.
And most people go fries. Some people go onion rings, cheese curds, whatever, salad, coleslaw, potato salad. My favorite is a pretty much all-American favorite. It's just a baked potato with butter.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's great. That is amazing.
It's a fine side dish. Do you have one? Do you have one you can...
Do I
have... We can come back to you, too. You can think about it
for
a while.
So do I have a good side dish? That was the question, right?
Correct. What is your favorite side dish?
Favorite
side dish.
Let's
say you get a burger or even if it's like pasta or a steak or something.
You know what's weird? Yeah. I would have to go – it is weird. It is very weird. And I'd have to go with applesauce. Good old applesauce, a little bit of cinnamon on top.
Yeah.
And I can just, you know, take that for the ride for the next few hours. And it'll fuel me up.
It's not crazy weird, but it's just weird enough that it's going to be probably a rare – a rare answer tonight. That's great. All right. That's it, folks. Whether you're, you know, let us know on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite side order? You can also text us on the app. If you don't have it, you should. Very easy to use. You can take all your Civic Media stations and hosts with you wherever you go. We are on statewide, so just click the little icon right next to the station you're listening on and let us know what your favorite side order is. And if you are watching on YouTube, Facebook, or on Twixter, you can text us right on the stream, and we will read your response on the radio. If you're there, give us a like or follow if you're so inclined. Always good to get likes and follows, and we will we'll read those. I think I want to say, like, French fries will be number one, but I don't know. Does Aaron have a favorite side? Or is he busy trying to work?
That's a tough one. But French fries are probably going to have to be number one. I do love anything with potatoes, and I crave the salt.
Same.
I need the salt.
I wish I didn't, but I am so with you there. Even when I get like a haystack, I love haystack onion rings. When you get those like that really lightly battered, I put so much salt on those, and I could just inhale them. And then nobody wants to be around you for the rest of the night, but it's a lovely side item. All right, so there you go. That's our question of the night. I have to say, this I talked to someone a couple days ago, and I know they're not listening because they're probably, well, I just know we have our differences. It's a neighbor, and they kept saying, they're telling a story, and they kept saying, well, flash forward. And they said flash forward about four or five times in the course of 3 minutes. And do you have something like that? Like, it's fast forward, not flash forward. And all I wanted to do was get out of the conversation. So I didn't say anything. I just let them jaw and say flash forward. Well, you know, flash forward 3 years later, it's not flash forward. You don't use a fastball, but when you used to take a camera picture.
Flash forward.
Flash forward. Well, flash forward. I should do a question about that because so many people get like those little cliches wrong. It's kind of funny. And then I saw this. I was walking on State Street last night. My son was in town too. We went to get a bite to eat. And right down the street here, a coffee shop, I see a sign that says, no loitering. It's a coffee shop. That's all people do in coffee shops is loiter. Most coffee shops, you don't even have to buy anything. You just go in there and set up shop. And maybe that's what they mean. But I'm like, God, no loitering. That's what coffee shops are for. Crazy. I also saw the movie 28 Years Later. Over the weekend, just opened last weekend, had a very good opening, was not able to dethrone How I Trained Your Dragon, How I Met Your Dragon, How I Trained Your Mother, How to Train Your Dragon. It did not dethrone How to Train Your Dragon. That's a juggernaut of a box office film. But 28 Years Later is good. I really enjoyed it. And I say this all the time. I say I'm not a zombie movie guy, but maybe I am because I apparently... I do check these out time to time. So we will, are we out of time already?
We are 20 already seconds? Out of 20
seconds. Oh, what the heck is going on here?
Look, we've been speeding, right, man.
Dom, you took too long introducing yourself. Are we going to come back and read your text? This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab coming to you live from Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle, 1490 AM. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, coming to you live from downtown Madison. A wonderful place to light up during the night, or the evening, as it were. Great to be back in Madison, as always. Riding shotgun tonight, instead of Conrad, is Dom Lee. Dom or Dominic?
Dom.
Dom. All right. Nice and Dom simple. Lee. Dom Six Lee. Letters in the whole damn name. You gotta love that.
My parents did wonders there.
Yeah, you'll never have to spell that for anyone unless they're like, you know, borderline. Hey, I want to make a quick announcement here, folks. We were having an issue with the phone lines because they were still going to Green Bay or whatever. For whatever reason, we have a new phone number just for tonight, I believe. It's 608-688-9088. 608-688-9088. So if you'd like to call in, and we'd love it when you do, call us at that number for tonight, and we will hopefully get the phone thing squared away for tomorrow. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite side order? It is National Onion Rings Day. My wife is an onion ring person. I typically do fries or a baked potato. If it's a more upscale place, I'll order a baked potato, because you ain't getting no baked potato and no diner, typically. But I'll typically do that, and sometimes I'll get fries. But Dom says applesauce.
It's so, you said, it was just weird enough.
It's just weird enough.
But it's not like over the top. You know, that's not something completely crazy.
But like, you get that with a burger?
I get that with a burger. Nice. Yeah. And I make my burgers at home, and I normally have the big tub of applesauce, just pour it on, And I call it a day.
Industrial size. That's awesome. I was not expecting that. I was expecting like a coleslaw, maybe even green beans for people tonight. We'll still probably get a few of those, but applesauce is great. Coming up at 6:35, Cat Rhapsody will be here. They are the lead singer and guitarist for the band Cat and the Hurricane, a great band. We featured them on Nightlight before when Terry Barr has been on a Friday night to do a Bar Band Friday night. Cat will be here at 6:35. We're going to play a couple of Cat and the Hurricane's songs, and we'll have a nice conversation with Cat too. Very excited to talk to them about Cat and the Hurricane. So Barb from Waukesha texted, and she says, hi, definitely sweet potato fries. A very healthy, a healthier option. I don't know how healthy sweet potato fries are. I know sweet potatoes are phenomenal for you, but I think they're still deep fried. But either way, healthier than regular fries and pretty delicious too. Coleslaw is a close second, says Barb from Waukesha. Barb, great to hear from you. Hash browns with onions. See, I was listening, says Matt Rothschild.
That's a good choice, too. That's a really good choice. That's a great choice.
You know what they make in up in Marinette at like the supper clubs? They'll have like hash browns with cheddar cheese and sour cream in them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not a huge dairy guy, but when that is when it's together, when it doesn't overtake the potato element of the side, the hash browns, it's dynamite.
Yeah. It just sounds good, too, right? Applesauce doesn't even sound that good. But that, oh my. Mm.
Applesauce doesn't, well, I mean, applesauce, yeah, I don't know. You know what, Matt? Matt's on. You know, I'm glad I gave Matt a shout out because I don't think we would have heard this answer tonight.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't know, Matt. That's a good one. That might be I may have to replace baked potato. Hash browns. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. He says hash browns with onions. I don't know if I read that part. That's phenomenal, too.
That's
a little
still
garlic
good, yeah.
in there. It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
No, it just reminded me of this other hash brown dish. Thank you, Matt. Drive safely, buddy. Hope you have a safe trip home. Cindy says phone not working. Yes, just a reminder, Cindy, call us at 608-688-9088 if you need to get a hold of us via what I like to call the telephone. Monica from Mount Horeb, she's in the 608. She says hash brown. There we go. Hash browns with cheddar cheese and tapatio sauce. Oh, man, that's great. I've never had that.
Yeah, I've never even heard what that is. It sounds good, though.
Tapatio is just a great hot sauce. Like, it far surpasses, like, Tabasco or even, I'm trying to think what the new craze was. Not Tapatio. What's that hot sauce, the red stuff? People call it, I'm totally flaking out. But it's like, it's kind of all the rage right now. It's in every Thai restaurant you go to, and I'm totally blanking. One of our texters, whenever I have a brain block like this, one of our texters always helps me out. And on the stream, Terry Barr, our pal Terry Barr, who introduced me to our guest at 6:35, Cat Rhapsody. Terry says, aside, potato salad. Terry is one of those. I can't do potato salad. I don't know what it is.
I can't either. It's just something about it. And for me, honestly, coleslaw, not a huge fan of it.
Really?
I respect other people for liking it.
Okay.
But I just can't get into it.
Yeah, don't be a hater. I'm with you, though. I don't like cold potatoes. I never have. But I like, but people love potato. My wife loves potato salad. My mom loves potato salad. And it's one of those things like when your mom invites you over for burgers or for Sunday dinner, and she's like, yeah, I'll make some potato salad. You don't say, Mom, nobody likes potato salad except you, because that's just a jerky thing to say. You sneak in potato chips on the side, so you have those and you can enjoy yourself too. But Terry, you can like whatever you want, because I'm excited to talk to Cat Rhapsody tonight. So thank you for that invitation. And Dave Kunish on the stream says, cheese curds. That's interesting. That's an interesting one, because cheese curds kind of are standalone also, but they can also be a side. I don't really eat them with burgers or anything. But I'll have them as an appetizer.
Yeah, if I had a cheeseburger and cheese curds, I feel like it's too much cheese. It's overbearing. But I do like cheese curds by itself.
And you get that, like, Culver's has the cheddar burger. Or no, the cheese curd, the curder burger. That's what it's called.
Yep.
That's too much. That's insane. All right, Cat Rhapsody is here, folks, after the news. Very excited. This is a great band, Cat and the Hurricane. We featured them on a Bar Band Friday night many moons ago, and Terry Barr introduced us to Cat and the Hurricane and Cat Rhapsody. The front person for Cat and the Hurricane will be here. She is they are the lead singer and guitarist. So very excited to talk to Cat. That's coming up after the news. We've got James Runday at 7:05. and all kinds of fun stuff happening here on Nightlight Live from Madison. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 The present has no ribbon.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A former La Crosse mayor has found new work. Mitch Reynolds, whose mayoral tenure lasted one term after he decided not to seek re-election, is joining the Mid-America Clean Future Alliance. Reynolds will be a program specialist for the group, which works with communities near the Mississippi River. The group started last fall under the direction of Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative Director Jennifer Wendt. Reynolds was a member of the initiative while he served as mayor of La Crosse. Today in city government, the Board of Public Works will get an update on the city brewery's work to stop odors from coming from its treatment plant. Tomorrow, the city's budget committee meets to work on next year's operating budget. Later this week, the Economic and Community Development Commission will have action items on projects at Gateway Commons and the Chalmers development. Most committees still have to meet between now and July 10th, the next full Common Council meeting. The Wisconsin DPI is making sure children are fed even while school is out for the summer. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Funding for the free lunches comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. After a sunny and hot weekend, we'll be in for a different weather pattern this week. Today, temperatures and dew points will stay high through the afternoon, with highs around 90 degrees. Storms will begin to move in this afternoon, some of which could be severe. Showers and storms will continue for the next few days, with highs dropping to around 80 degrees. We'll see another warm-up towards the end of the week, with chances of rain each day. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment to the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few evening storms, then partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. More storms possible late Tuesday night into Wednesday. Highs again in the upper 70s. More rain is ahead as we look on into Thursday. It's 69 degrees right now.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe here in Madison on WMDX about University of Wisconsin system, the legislature looking at cutting $87 million of that.
First off, you deserve incredible kudos for bringing this issue forward.
You're too kind. Thank you.
You've led the way, and you've been keeping at this question of the two-year campuses and what does the system mean throughout the time that you've been on radio, and we really appreciate it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area has an update on what's happening in the Capitol, and Chad Holmes on stories around the Wausau area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. This is a Monday night version of Nightlight, folks. Slightly different than a Tuesday version or a Wednesday version in that they're different days. Other than that, it's the same old Nightlight, except we are live from downtown Madison tonight. Always fun to be in Madison doing the show. Coming up in the second hour, local musician and filmmaker James Runday will be here. He's going to pop on for a few minutes and tell us about his new film he's working on. Always great to talk to James. And then Daryl Burnett from the Green Bay Automobile Gallery will be here at 7:20 in studio talking about really cool stuff up at their Green Bay facility and events they have coming up and movie cars and all kinds of fun stuff. We talk about movies quite a bit here, so I will try to tie anything to movies. And my next guest's music, their band, Cat and the Hurricane, I don't know if they've had music of theirs in movies yet, but they should because it is outstanding. And it is my pleasure now to welcome the lead singer and guitarist from Cat and the Hurricane, Cat Rhapsody, with the coolest name I've ever heard. Cat, welcome.
Thank you so much, Pete. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you again, too. I'm glad you reminded me. I know we featured your music on here, but I had completely forgotten about that car conversation we had when Terry brought you on and you were in the car. That was so much fun. But yeah, it's great to have your undivided attention now when you're not weaving in and out of traffic. So a much safer atmosphere here. So
for the listeners, I was parked.
Oh, you were? Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Kat, it's great to see you. What is Cat Rhapsody? I don't even care if it's your real name. It's just a really, and I, Pete Schwabba, there's nothing exotic about my name. One of our listeners says you have to wet your lips to say my last name properly. I don't even know what that means. But Cat Rhapsody, I'm working with a guy named Dom Lee tonight. You guys both have cool names, so it's good to
know. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
yes,
I appreciate
this is just
that.
This is just a stage name for Cat and the Hurricane.
It works.
If you want to know my real name, you'll have to pay me money. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have to divulge any information that would get you in trouble tonight, Cat. I don't want to do that. You could be on the lam for all I know. Tell us about Cat and the Hurricane. For listeners who either missed those segments or haven't heard of you guys, how did the band form? And then we'll get into, you guys have won a host of awards. We'll get to that. We're going to play some of your music. But how did you guys form?
Well, I started Cat and the Hurricane in October of 2015. It was just me. I was just doing solo stuff. I was just coming off of being in a band for about three-ish years that kind of just dissolved over time. And I was the only one in that group of people that didn't already have a pre-existing project. So I took to using my friend and his resources to put an album together in a basement, and that ended up being the first album that I ever had, which is Miles Away, that you can find on all streaming platforms. Very much a baby version of what Cat and the Hurricane used to be. And from there, I knew I felt really lonely in doing the solo thing. So I knew that I wanted to branch out and find new band members. And that's when in 2018, I walked into my favorite open mic that I had been attending for years, and I saw Benjamin Rose for the very first time. And we had just happened to be in Janesville at the right time, at the right moment. And we became friends. We started playing out together. And then it wasn't until 2019 when Benjamin moved up to Madison first, and then I followed up in August of 2019, wow. when I met Alex, our drummer. And since then, we've been grinding ever since. And unfortunately, 2019 came at a time of like, we were getting ready to go on our first tour and then COVID yeah. happened. But so we had to make live streaming work. And that also like devolved into so many wonderful things and relationships, even though, you know, with the bleakness of the time. But really, truly, it's just been like the solid three of us with some, you know, interchangeable members from time to time. But yeah, it's been us since 2019, and now we're in 2025, and it's just been such an crazy, crazy journey of getting to this moment right now.
Wow, that's so great. So Cat and the Hurricane consists of Cat Rhapsody, my guest, and you mentioned Benjamin Rose and drummer Alex Nelson, and occasionally accompanied by singer Candace Griffin.
My right? best friend of 10 years, oh, over nice. 10 years now.
So when you guys came here, was that because Madison has a good music scene, or does it help you to be here? Have you thought about going other places, or are you fine being here? You've won a slew of awards here in Madison, so that was obviously a good move.
Yeah. So Benjamin and I were both from Janesville, and yeah. to be honest, there's really just nothing going on in Janesville. Also, Janesville has its own problems with systemic racism and just straight up homophobic and transphobia. So if we had stayed there, I don't believe that we would have been on the same path as we are now. It just didn't have the thing that we needed. And Madison is just so much more open-minded, and the music community here is bustling. There are things happening, there are events, people are organizing. And so I think we really found the place where we truly belong. And Alex was already here.
Okay.
So in 2019, I ended up moving in with them. They'd only ever played on an e-kit. I was like, hey, do you want to play drums? They're like, I don't have a real kit. And I was working at a music store at the time, and I bought them a drum kit. And I said, all right, you have a drum kit now. Be in my band.
You had to bribe them, basically, it sounds like. So, all right, you guys have been together since 2017. You're an all queer and trans synth rock indie pop band. Is that a competitive like brand? I mean, that's who you guys are, but is there competition between other bands that can say that, or are there not many bands that identify like that?
I think that there's not a lot of competition for us because there aren't a lot of like solid queer and trans bands that are like doing the same exact thing as us. So it's like we don't see it as competition. We just see it as an opportunity to work with other queer and trans bands, whether it's the same genre, whether it's punk, whether it's like alternative, it doesn't matter. We are not afraid of playing with all genres on a lineup, because that
right.
that just makes it more enticing for anybody to come out to a Cat and Hurricane show. They can expect any kind of genre on any given lineup at any given time.
Great answer. And I didn't mean competition. I meant it in the sense that like all bands are trying to get seen and they're really competing against themselves. And you have to put out good music regardless of
sure.
who is in your band. But it is Pride Month. You guys do have some big dates coming up this month that people can still take advantage of seeing you guys live. Where tell us about this Saturday in Sheboygan, right?
Yes. So, yes, this Saturday is Sheboygan. We're going to be playing with the Traveling Suitcase, and I believe our good friends from Line are also going to be up in Sheboygan with us. So that's going to be a great time. It's being put on by Paradigm. They've had to work really hard to push back against the city about even being allowed to have this gathering.
Really?
Because, again, as you can wow. see in the political climate that we have today,
yeah.
People will say anything, do anything to try to like impede on us just like having our own celebration that's not really like directly affecting them until
Correct.
They come into our spaces and make it about them. Because, right? So the point is like to center us, to center queer and trans people. And I don't know, there's just something about that really just irks straight people. It makes them angry, and that's very sad. But that's why we keep doing it. We can't
Absolutely.
Stop because we're here and we deserve to
absolutely
be prideful, be joyful, and gather.
And you're right. Like, don't go.
But if then it's... on Sunday.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're invited, obviously.
Sure.
And you're invited. But if you're invited, you need to act right. You need
right.
to, you know, come correct, because it's supposed to be a warm and welcoming, gathering for anybody. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys, when you were talking about that cat, I could see the ire coming up a little bit. Have you, like, how much of your songwriting is affected by what you guys go through?
I'll speak for Got It Out specifically, because we, on that album, have a little bit more of politically charged songs, because we were writing these songs, like, starting in 2020 all the way up until now. And even though we released it at the end of, 2023 now, 2024, they're still very relevant to exactly what's happening today. And we'll continue to keep writing about our personal experiences of living and existing as queer and trans people in this political climate. We have to. It's not just because we're queer and trans, but we are a band that is queer and trans. So there is a lot of it that, does surround the identity. But what we always say when we get on stage is that we just want to be the representation that we needed when we were kids, because right. We know there are queer and trans kids that are growing up in America that feel very alone. And if we can get up on a stage in front of a kid that needs something or a song to hang on to know that, they're going to be okay, and that they can too live to be a happy, healthy, grown, trans or queer adult. We want to show them that is sure. possible.
Absolutely. My guest is Cat Rhapsody. They are the lead singer and guitarist in the band Cat and the Hurricane. Let's hear. Oh, do we have time, or should we wait till after the break? We can play. Let's play some. I really want to hear Caffeine.
Let's play
a little.
Yeah. Let's play some.
All right. And we'll tune it out. Give me 20 seconds to fade it out, and I'll introduce the next segment, because I want to hear more of our guest's music too. So here's Cat the Hurricane.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the
That is, I love that song, Cat. We are coming right back. Cat Rhapsody is here. We're going to hear another tune after a very short break here, and we'll tell you where you can see Cat and the Hurricane and about all their awards they won last weekend. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Love caffeine, got alcohol.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Welcome back. This is Peach Wava and Nightlight coming to you live from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin tonight, overlooking State Street. Gorgeous night. Things are cooling off a little bit, but not here on Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got Cat Rhapsody for a few more minutes. They are the lead singer and guitarist of the band Cat and the Hurricane. We just heard the song. Is it Coffee and Alcohol or Alcohol and Coffee? I always get confused. Coffee and alcohol.
Caffeine and alcohol.
Caffeine and alcohol. All right. Yes. So that is one of my favorite tunes. I love that song. You just won an award for that song. Your band did. Tell us about all the success you had at the most recent Madison Area Music Awards, which just happened and you guys cleaned up.
Yes. It was so much fun. So first of all, it was the first time for me and the band to be going to the Atwood Music Hall. And it's just gorgeous. So very happy to know that we have another venue here in Madison, which is wonderful. And yeah, we went and we saw so many of our friends. We saw really great bands perform. And yes, I actually have one of the awards right here with me now.
Oh, nice.
This is what all five of them looked like, and this one in particular is 2025 Performer of the Year.
Wow.
So I took this one, and then we spread out the other ones amongst the other band members. But in order, it's a song of the year, Caffeine and Alcohol, pop song of the year, Caffeine and Alcohol, pop album, Got It Out, performer of the year, and then rock performer. So that is five Mama awards that we walked away with last Sunday. And so, we are so honored to represent Madison.
What do you do with that, Kat? You've got five awards. Does that just up your price at clubs? Does it make you want to go out into the world even more? I mean, the awards are great, but what do you do with them to propel the band forward?
I mean, just the representation of, like, we're from Madison, and reminding people that there is a very lively, bustling music scene here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Madison sometimes is seen as like a flyover city. It absolutely is not. It's really up and coming, especially with the smaller local venues that have opened up in the recent couple years here, like Atwood Music Hall and like Gamma Ray has been vital to the revitalization of the music scene here.
Right. All right. So for people that want to see you guys live, you're performing a few more Pride Fest dates here in Wisconsin. You've got Sheboygan this Saturday at Pride Fest, Sunday in Oshkosh at Pride Fest, and then Madison on June 30th. So where can people get tickets for this?
Yes.
For the shows?
So the Pride events are going to be free. So you can catch us in Sheboygan and Oshkosh free of charge. As for our Monday night, June 30th show, is going to be at the Gamma Ray Bar. And you can find all of the information on gammaray.bar. That's okay. The website link. Or you can find all of the information to finding tickets and times and all of that on catandthehurricane.com.
That's fantastic. I want to close with another one of your songs called Sorry That I'm Like This, another great tune. But I have to ask you, as an openly all queer or trans band, are you hesitant to go into areas that are less friendly? I've never understood people that Colin Kaepernick takes a knee. I'm never watching football again. Bruce Springsteen sings about the working man. I'm never listening to him again. What openly queer and trans bands have, I think, is like that tenfold with the adversity you guys face. Does that make you not want to perform places, or do you want to go in there even more then?
That's a great question. We know that we can't live our entire lives in fear. It is scary sometimes when we do leave Madison. Madison has been very wonderful to us. We feel comfortable here. We feel safe here. But yeah, when we do go out on tour, it is a lot to, it's a lot of logistics of like, who are we playing with and what venue? And is the venue a warm and welcoming place for people like us? And then on top of that, we have to think about where we're going to stop to eat food and sit down. We have to think about where we're going to lay our heads at night. We have to think about where we're going to stop to go to the bathroom. Those are just all things that we do have to think about on a regular basis. And I think the best way for like our heterosexual siblings is to keep asking your queer and trans people in your life how they're doing.
Yeah.
Ask us how we're doing and if we need anything, and let them know that you're listening and that you see them and that you understand that we have to think about so many more things than an average person has to think about before they leave their house in the morning.
Well, that's
a great
answer.
And so when we get up on stage, we remind people like we're here, we're queer, and it's not the end all be all that we are queer and trans, but like we are who we are on top of being the representation of our community. So, you know, every day is a new surprise of like who we're going to meet out there. Just keep asking questions and keep checking in on your queer and trans friends. We need you now more than ever.
Kat, I love the answer. I love the music. You say Madison's been good to you. You guys have been good to Madison too. So keep up the great work. And we're going to close this segment with part of your song, Sorry That I'm Like This, another great tune. This is Kat and the Hurricane taking us a break. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And I look forward to one day having you guys in the studio. That would be great. So,
thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kat.
We'll make it happen.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Coming right back. I can't.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump on social media says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire, Trump branding the conflict the 12 days war. Speaking to ABC News, former CIA Assistant Director Matthew Barrett said it was only days ago that Israel was threatening to assassinate Iran's Ayatollah.
If they want this to last, I think threats against the supreme leader in Iran are going to have to probably abate. And we'll have to see what whether cooler heads in Iran emerge.
Meanwhile, Russia and China condemned the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. Speaking to ABC News, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, retired Lieutenant General Doug Lute, called Russia's condemnation ironic.
Russia has increased the tempo of its attacks on Ukraine. And the Ukrainian casualties over the last couple of weeks surpass the casualties in either Israel or Iran.
This is ABC News.